Jacaranda FM. Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
There's a yellow level one warning that's been issued for severe thunderstorms over the western parts of the northwest and western and southern Free State. Isolated showers and thunder showers can be expected over Gauteng and the southern parts of Mpumalanga from this afternoon. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 26, Joburg and Emalahleni 24, Mbombela 25 and Rustenburg up to 29 degrees.
In Alberton on the N12 eastbound, a stationary vehicle at Voortrekker Road.
The Mpumalanga Department of Health is monitoring the developments in the Nkangala district, where 21 high school learners were referred to hospital yesterday with suspected food poisoning. While they are in a stable condition, the investigation is underway to determine what they could have eaten. And relatives of Lyle and Eric Menendez are pleading for the release of the long-imprisoned brothers as U.S. prosecutors reviewed new evidence concerning the infamous 1989 murder of their parents. A hit Netflix series has recently sparked fresh interest in the case, in which the brothers were sentenced to life behind bars with no parole when they were just 18 and 21 years old. A hearing by Los Angeles prosecutors has been scheduled for next month to review the case and the sentencing of the Menendez brothers. And now looking at our business news. Looking at our financial indicators this morning, $1 at 17 rand 65. A euro at 19 rand 22 and a pound trading at 23 rand 6 cents. Brent crude is at $74.43, and that comes as we are warned to not expect another fuel price decrease for next month. I'm Khadija De Souza, more news at 7.
Well, it's a big cricket day today. The stage set for a blockbuster Women's T20 World Cup semi-final. The Proteas bracing to take on tournament favourites Australia in Dubai this afternoon. The match will see South Africa aim to reach their second consecutive T20 World Cup final. But they're up against the six-time champions who've won 9 of 10 T20s against the Proteas. So it's going to be an incredibly tough match for them. The first ball is scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon. Former Proteas batter AB de Villiers has been inducted into the ICC Hall of Fame. He's one of three individuals, along with former England player Alistair Cook and retired India player Neetu David, to join the list of inductees yesterday. Juventus midfielder Paul Pogba says he is not a cheater, but accepted responsibility for the failed doping test that led to a ban. His four-year ban was reduced to 18 months earlier this month after the Court for Arbitration for Sport accepted his ingestion for a banned substance was, quote, not intended.
I take responsibility of, yes, I've took the supplement and I didn't triple check. Let's say it like that. I didn't triple check, even if it came from a professional. If I have to be punished, I'm fine with it. Okay, but should never be for years.
Well, I believe that he is allowed to resume training in January and will be eligible to play again from March. And SA Rugby have postponed a planned special general meeting scheduled for yesterday before concluding a private equity investment in the sports commercial rights at the request of Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie. I'm Olanjinga, and that's a Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Best I ever had, I'm guilty, I confess. Blue lights, red lights, we gon' get real wild tonight. Blue lights, red lights, with you.